Name's Ada McClady, yeah.
All right, today is June the...
Look on the paper, Mary.
Today is June the 19th, 1991. I'm in the home of Eva Wilson at 4016 Carpenter Avenue, Owensboro, Kentucky.
Carpenter Drive.
All right. Okay. Now you can start giving me your biographical information.
Okay.
You came from Breckenridge County?
I came from Ohio County.
Oh, okay.
I came from Ohio County, but my great uncles came over from Ireland, McQuaidies. It was four brothers, and they settled at Breckenridge County, had a 14-acre farm. And because they had more land than anyone else, they named the town after the McQuaidy. And it's a big sign there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're buried on the farm, because I've been up there two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl at the post office told me all this.
Now, is that on your, that's on your
on
father's,
my
side.
Father's side?
Father's
mm-hmm.
side. All right. Now, when did your father move out of there?
He came from Arkansas. My father did.
How did he get to Arkansas?
Well, that's where his daddy was. See, these were my great uncles or something. It was his great uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were his uncles. And, his daddy moved another place. He was born in Arkansas.
Okay. What was your father's name?
William Thomas McQuaidy.
And your mother's name?
Nola, N-O-L-A, Bays.
Naves?
Bays.
Oh, Bays. B-A-I-Z-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how many children did they have?
Five.
And what are their names?
Well, they're all deceased except me.
Well, it's okay. I still like to give them, yeah.
Okay. There was Ruth. Died when she was 7 years old, had pneumonia. And my other sister was Gladys. She died with a heart attack at 13 years old.
A heart attack?
I have heart trouble. And Mildred, Raymond was my next, was my brother. And he passed away about 10 years ago with a heart attack. And then Mildred was about a year and a half older than me, and she died from childbirth.
How tragic.
And I'm the only one that survived. Do I tell how old I am?
No, if you don't want to.
I'm 73.
All right, what's your birthday?
November 13th. 1917.
And what's your religious preference?
Baptist.
How much education do you have?
Just eighth grade.
Okay. Have you ever worked outside the home?
Yeah, I worked at GE. I clerked in the grocery for about 3 or 4 years for Maude Stevens, Dr. Stevens's mother at Horton. And I worked on the farm, bale hay. And then 1950, I came to Owensboro and started to work at General Electric and worked 15 years. And I had to retire with heart trouble and diabetes.
Do you have, how many children
do you have? I have one son, Wendell C. Wilson.
All right.
And he lives at Beaver Dam, Kentucky.
Okay.
And then Wendell, my son, had one son, Dwight C. Wilson. Dr. Dwight C. Wilson is a dentistry, has his own office.
Beaver Dam.
And he is married and has one son, Blake Adam Wilson.
Blayton?
Blake.
Oh, Blake.
Adam Wilson. And then we'll go ahead and tell about Mary and Tom. I married Clarence Wilson's son from Horton, Kentucky.
What's his name?
William Thomas Wilson, my husband's name. Deceased. And Clarence Wilson had one daughter, Flossie Wilson Hines. lives okay. in Bowling Green with her daughter.
And he had one son, or did he have more than one son?
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
He had one baby born, lived about 2 years, a son.
Wonder what happened to the baby.
They said he had brain fever. The doctor told him not to feed him anything, and he cried to eat, and they would take him away from the table. That's how the doctors was a long time ago. Yeah, because our son Wendell took the dysentery, and he laid lifeless. Blood, you know, came through him. And old Dr. Willis said, "Don't touch him. You leave him on the bed. Don't feed him nothing." And of course, I was young. I was just 17. And Tommy's mother just had, and she didn't want me to feed him or nothing. I said, "He's my baby." I said, "He's dying," and so I said, "I'm going to feed him." And I crumbled up, I warmed some milk, scalded some milk, and in a teaspoon, and crumbled up just a little cracker. He was about 2 years old. See, we didn't have no refrigerator. We didn't have nothing on the farm.
I figured that.
On the farm. No lights. We had lamps, burnt kerosene. Didn't have no icebox. We didn't have nothing. And we worked like a dog, tell you the truth. Long time ago, you know, they didn't know how to do anything mm-hmm. on the farm, but you had to work hard. And so I started feeding him, and it didn't bother him. And about a half an hour, I fed him a little more. I just kept on. He came right out of it. Well, he'd been dead, hadn't been.
Why, sure. Like,
sure. I said, "Well, Swanson, he's got to eat." I said, "You've got to eat. Don't you die."
Goodness. Well, now, were you born in Ojai County?
Mm-hmm. I was born at Baystown, Kentucky.
I've been there.
Have you been there?
Yes, ma'am.
My father owned the grocery there. And when I was 2 years old, they moved to Grayson County. And when I was 22 years old, they moved back to Baystown and opened up another grocery in the same place.
Seemed like a lot of people there moved back and forth. Uh-huh. I've noticed uh-huh. that uh-huh. even in the court records. Uh-huh. It'll seem like they'll be in Ojai County a while, then they'll either go to Butler County for a while or Grayson County.
Uh-huh. And so then they moved. They moved to another place when I was 2 years old, and then they moved back to the base town when I was 20. That's where it was.
Okay, so then you spent some of your life in Grayson County?
I was just 2 years old, some, but I didn't, you know, don't remember none of it.
And then they moved back to?
Between Baystown and Rosine, moved back about 3 miles from Baystown, I think. And we lived there at a big home and a big grove with those great big oak trees. It was beautiful.
Was it?
Yeah. And then they moved back, after I married, then they moved back to Baystown, same place.
Well, when you were a young girl then, what kind of things did you do? What do you remember about life? Just
We went to church. And
where did you go to church?
At Baystown.
Was it a Baptist church?
Mm-hmm, Baptist church. And we played, we skated in summer there at home. I mean, wintertime at home. We made us a little path down there, right there in the yard. It was kind of slanting. We skated and gardened. A little of everything.
So
well, you know, we didn't run around. We didn't go anywhere.
You spent quite a bit of time working as a child.
Yeah.
Was your work pretty well centered around food?
Chickens and garden. Mm-hmm. I milked cows and fed the chicken. Fed the chickens was my job when I was growing up.
Well, did your, when your daddy wasn't running a grocery then, was he farming?
He's the... My half-brother, I did have a half-brother, he's passed away, I didn't tell you, but I guess it's okay. He stayed there and helped farm, and my daddy worked for John Eiler, sharpened saws for $4 a day during the Depression. And then he went back into the grocery later years.
Well, when he
I was small, growing up, see, he was sawmilling.
When he had the grocery, did you all supply a lot of the food? for the grocery with your garden and your chickens or anything?
No. Yeah, that's right. He did have a grocery there where I was growing up. I'd forgot about that. He owned a grocery there for a long time. And then he finally, no, we didn't do that. Should have, I guess, but we didn't.
What was I going to ask you? So you went to the Baptist church. Now, was there a lot of music at that church?
No, I don't think we had music at all.
Other than just singing?
Did you sing, but no musical instruments
that you recall?
I think they have a piano now, or organ one. They use it.
But when you were growing up?
They didn't.
They didn't have anything like that.
I knew it was rough when I was growing up.
Sounds like it was.
It was.
Okay, did you walk, where did you go to school?
I went to school at Union between about a mile and a half, I guess, from where we live before, you know, when I was growing up there at the big city.
So I'm sure you walked there.
Oh, yeah. Walked and weighed snow up to my waist.
Goodness.
In wintertime. Oh, we had snow then. And no bit, in Thanksgiving, it would start snowing. And we really had snow. Yeah, the snow banks, you know, they would drift, and we'd go in one of them big snow banks, go almost up to her head.
Goodness, how many rooms did the school have?
Just had one big room.
About, do you remember how many children might have been there approximately?
Well, I don't know, maybe 50.
That many?
Might have been.
Goodness.
It was quite a few.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you meet your husband?
Well, my uncle, my mother's brother, married my husband's aunt. And we were over there one day, and they had come from Horton. They lived at Horton. That's where I lived for 18 years before I went to work over here. After we married, lived in the house with Mr. Wilson, and it was a two-room house and upstairs. That's where Percy Monroe and them, they lived over on the other farm, and Bill Monroe went to school with Tommy, with my husband. And then we got acquainted when we out at Baystown with my uncle. He was my uncle and Tommy's aunt, and we started going together. The only boy I ever went with. We was married. It had been 57 years in January.
My goodness.
And he died last of October. If it had been lived, or it had been 57 years.
Did you date a long time, or did you just get married?
Not too long. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, maybe three or four months, 5 months. My sister decided to marry, and we decided.
Well, did your husband play musical instruments?
He could play the French harp song. But Tommy's daddy, Clarence, he played the fiddle and the banjo. He could make that banjo ring. Of evenings, he'd get up there and we'd go outside. It'd be cooler when the shade would come over. And he'd sit there and play that banjo. Oh, he could make it ring. And we didn't take the banjo after they all died. And somebody got it. Tommy left it hanging on the wall, which we shouldn't have done. It was really a good one. And our son Wendell's got the old fiddle.
Oh, do you think he'd let us take a picture of it for the documentary?
I think so.
Oh, that would be great. Wendell's got that. Well, great.
And he lives at 1015 North Broad in Beaverdam.
Okay, I'll... Well, when Mr. Wilson played, did he... Well, just talk about when he did play. Was it after work, or...
It would be after you come in from the field and had supper, or dinner, whatever. We called it supper at that time. Yeah, he'd go out there and play. And I'd play a little bit with I could play a little bit on the guitar. I was just learning when Tommy and I married, and I'd give it up.
Well, who was teaching you?
My brother played guitar, and Stanley Lyles, an old-time musician. Fiddle player, he was the best.
He was? I haven't heard of him.
You haven't heard of Stanley Lyle?
No, tell me. Well, we'll have to get to him too. Let's talk about, if it's okay, let's talk about Mr. Wilson first.
Okay.
And then we'll go into Mr. Lyle's.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what kind of person was Mr. Wilson? What did he do for a living?
He farmed.
About how many acres did he farm?
He had 100 and some odd acres. But when he was young, he drove cattle, the log wagon.
He did?
I've got that picture somewhere, and I don't know where it is. A great big picture.
Oh, it'd be fun if you could find it, too.
I don't know where somebody's got it or not. I haven't seen that picture for a long time. I don't know. But Tommy thought so much of that picture, we always try to keep it in a big drawer. But I don't know. I haven't seen that picture for a long time. Hmm. I had a lot of people staying here with me when Tommy was sick, because he had Alzheimer's and I couldn't handle him. Well, that's what they said he had. And so he wanted to work on everything. He was he worked for Owensboro Plumbing and Heating. He'd go in there and work over the stove and everything he could get his hands on. Had to stay right after him until he got bedfast. Then when he got real bad, we had a big chair over there, a lounge chair, from to come out with a little table on here for him to eat on.
Mm-hmm.
And until he had pneumonia back in '88, and he went to the hospital and stayed 64 days, and then he was dying because he got where he couldn't swallow. They kept going down his throat. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And tore his throat up is what they did.
Goodness.
They didn't admit it, but they did. And they had put a feeding tube in his nose. And I told him, I seen when he said he couldn't eat. He said, I can't swallow. He said, I can't. He kept saying he couldn't. And I told Dr. Riddle to start feeding him because I didn't want him to die. So he lived 2 years after then.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Didn't have a thing but milk.
Goodness.
A machine. Of course, I had to take him to the nursing home. Then.
Goodness. Well, so his daddy was driving cattle?
Uh-huh. When he's young, before he married.
Where did he take the cattle? Do you know? Or
He was hauling logs, but he had to, he used the cattle instead of mules.
Oh, I see.
To the log wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used four or six cattle.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood what you meant. You meant that the cattle were pulling the
wagon. Yeah,
the
pulling the wagon.
Kind of like an oxen would be pulling.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't explain
right,
it.
So he was working in the lumber yard or for the lumber?
I don't
or
know.
With lumber.
He was working with the logs. I don't know what he was doing. I guess he was taking them to the lumber yard somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So I guess he would cut them then load them up and take them to sell or process. Okay. And then after that, he started farming.
Mm-hmm. After he married.
Oh, after he married. Now, who did he marry?
Married Minnie Cook.
Was she from that area?
Mm-hmm. Her father owned the store, the grocery.
Where was their grocery?
I believe it's back in the back of Bethel somewhere. Of course, it was all done gone before Tommy and I married.
I know where Bethel is. Henry DeHart's taken me all over that county. At least when you mention something, at least I know about where it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now then, so he married Minnie, and then they started farming. Now, what did he have on his farm?
He had cattle and milk cows, hogs, chickens.
Did he have corn and...
Corn.
Tobacco?
No, he didn't. Never did raise tobacco.
Just corn.
He raised corn and oats and wheat. And I think that's about all.
What was his personality like?
He was good. He was a good fella. He was short, stocky. Mm-hmm. You can tell.
We need to look at our pictures. Let's get our picture and then you can tell me about him. Which one do you want to work with first? I'll let you choose.
Well, I don't know. I had never met him because he was dead before we
Uncle
married.
Uncle Penn?
Uncle Penn was gone.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. But this girl, Andy Monroe, they lived on the farm joining Clarence's farm.
This was Andy Monroe's daughter?
Uh-huh. This was Andy Monroe's daughter. And after Andy died, her and her mother lived there. And Mr. Wilson bought the farm from them and gave it to Flossie. and then he left the other farm to Tommy. Well, he could play that banjo good as anybody.
He could.
Yeah. Yeah, he could make it ring. He was a good fiddler, too.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we know the name of this girl?
Versi.
Versi.
But I don't know the E-R-S-I-E, I believe. Did you drop a pencil over there?
I probably did, yes. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know who that is. I meant to call Flossie, but she might not could remember either because she's 80 years old, but she still remembers.
Well, she
girl.
May.
Yeah.
And so this person
that's
is Flossie.
That's Flossie. Uh-huh. That's Clarence's daughter.
It's nice to know who these people are. We're on there. That's all right. You can talk. Anytime you talk, you're right on it. So Flossie Hines, Flossie Wilson Hines.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have that other lady unidentified.
Yeah, I just don't know who that is.
Did Mr. Wilson ever talk about playing with Uncle Penn?
Oh, yeah.
What did he, do you remember anything?
Oh, they were buddies. That's about all I know. They thought he was, you know, they liked him.
They played a lot together.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Did they work together too?
I don't know about that.
I'm trying to put character sketches of these people, to see, you know, what their mm-hmm. daily lives were like and
I don't know.
Did.
Okay. I don't know. He lived up there back up, Mr. Wilson, I think, back up in the woods there somewhere.
He did.
The Monroe family farm.
Mm-hmm. So
I didn't know who that was. They said that was Cletus Smith.
That's what...
I just don't know.
That's who Stoy Gary said he is, because he thought he was a little blind there.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now,
is that Uncle Penn or is that Tommy's
dad? Yes, that's
dad?
Uncle Penn.
Is he?
Well,
I didn't
who
know.
Do you think it might be?
Well, I kind of thought it was Mr. Wilson's daddy.
Well, you know, you could be right.
I believe I am right.
You think, because this doesn't... To me, their features looked a little different, but I couldn't tell with the smaller picture.
I just almost believe this is Mr. Wilson's father.
Well, you may be right.
I think that's who that is.
Okay. What was Mr. Wilson's dad's name?
Gosh, you got me there, I believe. Let me see. What was his name? I can't remember right now. I can find out.
Okay. But
I know that's his father.
He looks more sunken in. That's okay.
He's not the same. He don't have the same features, see?
That's true. He's more
slender.
Slenderness.
And older.
I thought that too, but I didn't say anything because Stoy said he thought they were both Uncle Penn.
I don't think so.
I agree with
believe,
you.
I think that's... I just went ahead and sent it because I didn't know for sure either, but it's down in the... We're going to be cooking and everything.
It don't matter. It's all right.
It's down on where the meat is. You want some dinner? We got the
no, thank you.
Macaroni and cheese and
since
turkey.
I had that virus, food doesn't.
Oh.
I just kind of lost my appetite. Well, I had it Sunday night, and then I was real weak Monday. I didn't have any fever.
Running
anything.
The virus.
Mostly throwing up.
I hate that. That gets me.
Okay.
Usually, if I'm around him one morning, I'll have it by 9 o'clock at night. Used to.
I don't think so either.
No, I think that's Tommy's father.
Did Mr. Wilson joke around a lot, or was he?
Yeah. He was good, friendly. He had the prettiest hair. He had wavy hair. But he, of course, he put his hat on, so he never did straighten his. He kind of took his hat off right there.
What color was his hair?
It was black. Oh, well, it wasn't real jet black, but it was dark.
Do you remember the color of his eyes?
Blue.
Was he short, or was this man just tall?
No, Mr. Wilson was short.
Was he?
Well, not real short, but I mean, he was a short.
Well, compared to you.
Yeah.
Was he about your height?
About my height, okay. I imagine.
I have to measure you to see how tall he was.
I'm 5'4", I think.
Okay. He was about 5'4".
Yeah, or 5. But his daddy was a tall fella. But I never did see his father, but I know that's him after I gave Dwight that picture.
Okay. Did his father play an instrument?
Not that I know of. They didn't say.
They look a lot alike in the face, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're right. Well, I know you are.
Yeah, I think it's his father.
Mm-hmm. What else was I going to ask you? Did Mr. Wilson ever play for the dances and things? Or did he basically just play around home with friends?
I think he just played. I don't know about when him and the pen was going together, because I don't know what they did, really. Mm-hmm. I knew they played together all the time.
Right, but from your memory.
He didn't play at the dances, but he always danced. We always went to the dances.
He always went to the dances. Yeah. Was he a good dancer?
Yeah.
What kind of dances did they have?
Square dance.
Square. Well, just pretend like, I haven't been to a square dance like they had, but just describe it. About what time would it start?
Well, I tell you, well, mostly we'd have ice cream suppers at school, and then we'd have the dance.
Well, how did that operate? Describe what the ice cream supper was.
Well, they made their own ice cream and would put in cones and sell it, and there'd be a big crowd always there. You know where my mind's going to go back.
No, that's all right. It'll come back in for a while.
Vine Hill.
Okay.
You know where Vine Hill is?
Yes,
okay.
Approximately.
And they'd have big suppers, and then they'd have the fair over at Hartford at the fairground.
Mm-hmm.
After the fair was over, we would have a big square dance.
Well, now, at the ice cream supper then, did you have other food or only ice cream?
Just ice cream.
So would it be late in the afternoon?
At night. Oh, yeah.
Well, after maybe. Everybody got off work?
Yeah, 7:30.
And was this in the summer, the winter?
It was summer.
Fall?
Summer.
And you would take your ice cream there, or did you make it there?
They made it there.
At the school?
Mm-hmm.
And then they sold it?
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in ice cream cones?
Mm-hmm.
Did they give prizes for the best ice cream or anything like that?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Wonder what they sold the ice cream for.
You know, I can't think. Wasn't very much, of course, then. I don't remember.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
So then after the ice cream supper would be over, then they would dance.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, where did the music come from for those ice cream dances?
Got me there. I don't know who played.
Well, it must have been local people.
It was local people.
And was it square dancing?
It might have been Nolan. Yeah, square dancing. Might have been Nolan Bays. Did you see Cleve Bays in this?
No.
Huh? In the folder? But Nolan was a good.
Was I
the
was
best.
Getting Cletus Bays and Cletus Smith mixed up. Oh, you've got more negatives.
That's a negatives.
I've heard of Cletus Bays. As a matter of fact, for about a week, I thought Cletus Smith and Cletus Bays were the same man, and I put down the wrong last name.
Uh-oh. Dwight gave me two. He'd send the Flossie one and Nikki one.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah, right there.
Cleve Bays.
But Nolan, his brother, Nolan, was the best fiddler.
Nolan Bays?
Uh-huh. I don't know why he wasn't there.
You have a picture of him?
No.
He was a fiddler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, was he in the same era as Mr. Wilson?
Close.
About that age?
At Horton. Yeah.
In Horton.
About a mile from us.
And was he one, well, I guess they all visited around each other's homes
yeah.
And played.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And, so I'm going to send these to Flossie.
Did you give the picture of Cleve Bays for this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Gary must have had that. That's Bill.
Yes, I met Mr. Monroe 2 weeks ago in Nashville.
You did? Mm-hmm. I went down to see him when they came down to Executive Inn.
I went down there, but it was so crowded I couldn't get to it.
We went to the first. Oh, I went to the restroom. Wasn't thinking about seeing it. And one of our come out of the restroom, he was talking to someone right there, and I went up to him, and I said, "That you got through talking." I said, "Bill, I don't want to call him Bill or Mr. Monroe. I might call him Mr. Monroe." I said, "I'm Tommy Wilson's wife." I don't guess you remember. He said, "Yeah, you do. I ought to know you." So I told him, he grabbed me and hugged me, and I told him, and he started to ask how Tommy was, and I told him he had passed away, but he thought I was still at Horton, you see. I didn't tell him where I lived. And he wanted to know if I had seen his sister, Bertha. And I said, no. I said, where is she? He said, well, she's living at Rosine. That's the only one's left now.
Yes.
It's him and Bill, her and Bill. And he said, well, I think I ought to know you. Of course, I never did see him too many times. We used to dance at Horton. Mm-hmm. They had a big dance hall. And Dr. Stevens from here, his mother, run it.
Huh. Well, what did the dance hall look like? I didn't know about this dance hall.
It was just a big...
It was at Horton?
Yeah, just a big building, big concrete building. And so Bill was down there one night, one time, and I danced with him. He picked me up and swung me all the way around. And then they had a dance hall up at, but I didn't know anything about that, up at Twin Hills, between Rosine and Horton, from where we lived. They had dances there, but that was before Tommy and I married.
Now, was it a, what kind of building was it, do you remember?
I think it was just some kind of a brick building. I'm not too sure.
Was it only used for dances?
I think so, but those people that took care of it, they lived that close.
Did they charge admission to use it?
I don't know. I guess so. I doubt it. They didn't at Horton.
Okay. This is interesting. You're putting so many pieces together for me. You know, I have a bit of this and a bit of that, and a little of this, a little of that, and now it's beginning to all come together. That's good. All right, so
they pay you quite a bit to
no.
do this? You don't get nothing?
No, I just make it expenses. No, that's it. I mean, like mileage
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh.
No, I'm doing it a lot for community services.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not any big-time writer.
Mm-hmm. You might someday.
Yeah, you never know. This Nolan Bays, you said he was a fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where did he live?
He lived at Horton.
Did he have family?
Mm-hmm. He had, let's see. He had three children, I believe. Two boys and a girl.
And what kind of work did he do?
He worked I don't know where he worked all the time, but he worked in the mines some with Tommy and him. Together worked down in Central City in the mines.
Tommy who?
My husband, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
William.
You're Tommy.
My Tommy.
Mines at Central City. How did they get to Central City?
Nolan had a car, and he's the only one that had a car around Horton for years and years and years.
Then what kind of music did he... Did he have mining music too? Was he playing traditional music or ballads or popular music?
Just country music.
Whatever was popular at the time.
It was popular.
I didn't know if it was at the time when the Grand Ole Opry was coming through and
it's
on radio. And
probably. It's been a long time.
About that time.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
And he played at the dances.
Uh-huh.
When he played, do you remember who else might have played with him?
No, I can't.
You know, after we talk, you might start remembering stuff, too.
I might.
So we'll keep in touch regardless.
Well, it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
I was young then. I guess I didn't think nothing about it. You know?
Well, it was part of your lifestyle,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like music's such an important part of that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be an accurate observation?
No.
It just seems like almost everybody was involved with
uh-huh.
music some way.
Uh-huh. And this Stanley Lyles lived down below where we lived, the big house when I was growing up. He lived just a little piece from us, and him and Clarence Morris, he played the guitar, and they would come at 2 o'clock in the morning and serenade people and play, oh, you talk about beautiful. He could really play that violin. Now, it was something. They don't play.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. Been many a morning, many a morning. You just go around to people's houses and play.
My goodness, that would be exciting.
See, that's all our entertainment. We knew, you
well,
know.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
We're getting to the end of this side,
okay.
So I'm going to say this is the end of side A. I'm getting ready to talk
okay,
to side
can,
B.
Will you,